Chapter 27. The adventure of the day mightily tormented Tom's dreams that night. Four times he had his hands on that rich treasure, and four times it wasted to nothingness in his fingers as sleep forsook him, and wakefulness brought back the hard reality of his misfortune. As he lay in the early morning recalling the incidents of his great adventure, he noticed that they seemed curiously subdued and far away, somewhat as if they had happened in another world or in a time long gone by. Then it occurred to him that the great adventure itself must be a dream. There was one very strong argument in favor of this idea, namely that the quantity of coin that he had seen was too vast to be real. He had never seen as much as $50 in one mass before, and he was like all boys of his age and station in life, in that he imagined that all references to hundreds and thousands were mere fanciful forms of speech, and that no such sums existed in the world. He never had supposed for a moment that so large a sum as $100 was to be found in actual money in anybody's possession. If his notions of hidden treasure had been analyzed, they would have been found to consist of a handful of real dimes and a bushel of vague, splendid, ungraspable ones. But the incidents of his adventure grew sensibly sharper and clearer under the attrition of thinking them over, and so he presently found himself leaning to the impression that the thing might not have been a dream after all. This uncertainty must be swept away. He would snatch a hurried breakfast and go and find Huck. Huck was sitting on the gunwale of a flatboat, listlessly dangling his feet in the water and looking very melancholy. Tom concluded to let Huck lead up to the subject. If he did not do it, then the adventure would be proved to have been only a dream.
"Hello, Huck."
"Hello, yourself."
Silence for a moment.
"Tom, if we'd have left the blame tools at the dead tree, we'd have got the money. Oh, ain't it awful?"
"'Tain't a dream, then. 'Tain't a dream. Somehow I most wish it was. Dogged if I don't."
"What ain't a dream?"
"Oh, that thing yesterday. I've been half thinking it was."
"Dream? If them stairs hadn't broke down, you'd have seen how much dream it was. I've had dreams enough all night with that patch-eyed Spanish devil going for me all through 'em. Rot 'em."
"No, not rot 'em. Find 'em. Track the money."
"Tom, we'll never find 'em. A feller don't only have one chance for such a pile, and that one's lost. I'd feel mighty shaky if I was to see him anyway."
"Well, so'd I. But I'd like to see him anyway and track him out to his number two."
"Number two, yes, that's it. I've been thinking about that, but I can't make nothing out of it. What do you reckon it is?"
"I don't know. It's too deep. Say, Huck, maybe it's the number of a house."
"Goody." No, Tom, that ain't it. If it is, it ain't in this one-horse town. They ain't no numbers here."
"Well, that's so. Let me think a minute. Here, it's the number of a room in a tavern, you know."
"Oh, that's the trick. They ain't only two taverns. We can find out quick."
"You stay here, Huck, till I come."